Welcome to the Drunk Guys Book Club, where books aren't just for school, where book clubs aren't just for women, and beer makes this book tolerable.
I'm Mike.
I'm Nate.
And I'm Jimmy.
And we're the Drunk Guys.
Yeah, that's right. You might recognize or totally not recognize one of those voices you're hearing. We have our friend Jimmy joining us for some episodes because we just have too many fucking beers to drink.
Yeah.
And we need help.
It's gonna hurt.
It's gonna hurt.
And this week we are reading The Old Man and the Sea.
Speaking of hurt.
Yes.
The Old Man and the Sea. Let's start with a beer.
Definitely.
Where do we begin?
I left my closest bottle.
I need a bottle opener.
Oh, yeah.
And since we're talking about the sea, our first beer is, you brought this, Nate.
Well, this is called Harbor Ale. I think it's pretty self-explanatory about how it applies to Old Man and the Sea.
It is by Greenport Harbor, which is a brewery out on the North Fork of Long Island. It is a beer I've actually had while fishing, which is the highlight. Well, I actually caught a fish that day, so it wasn't that bad of a day. There you go. Now you give me your cup there. And the drinking begins.
Now, what kind of beer is this?
There's really not a lot of information on here.
It smells like beer.
Yep.
There's a little story. This ale reflects the harbor village where it was brewed, bold, resolute, modest. This American pale will be ready at the end of any task worth completing. Handcrafted to yield balance. I mean, it's a pale ale.
Okay.
Yep.
It smells beery. You know, like a, I guess, bready is the nicer way to describe that smell. Like yeast. Not yeasty, but they don't smell hops. Well, there are beers that smell yeasty. And people that smell yeasty. But there are beers that smell yeasty. This smells like, it's just the faintest whiff of hops on that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great beer for fishing, I'll tell you that.
I'll take your word for it.
Because it's light, like, you know, 5% alcohol or something like that. I don't know if it even says on here.
So you can have 15 of them.
Oh, and did I?
Is there a picture of a whale with a house on it?
Well, Long Island is whale-shaped. So, sort of. So there's lots of shit where it's like, no, seriously.
Oh, I guess.
Like, and the fork, the two forks at the end of like very, I guess it's the western end, eastern end of Long Island. There's like the North Fork and the South Fork. Kind of looks like the tail. I mean, you just squint at it. The drunker you are, the more it looks like it. I have been to this brewery, actually, a few times. It's really cool. This is not really my favorite beer by them, but it's a fine beer for just mowing the lawn kind of day.
Straightforward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really just a pale, which we've revisited this. We've talked about this in the past. When you have a shit ton of beers, not just in a sitting, but over time, it's hard to make an impression with a pale ale. It's just not great. It's like trying to have the best vanilla ice cream. Like they're just, yeah, that's really good vanilla, but it's not really interesting. I want the heroin ice cream. So, Old Man of the Sea, what's it about?
All right, so it's about an old man.
Wait, don't spoil it. Don't tell us the other half of that.
It's an old man who's a fisherman, and he lives in Cuba. His name is Santiago, and he is just desperately poor. All he does is he owns one small boat with a sail, and then he goes out and he fishes for marlin, and that's what he does every day. That's his job. And he has a little tiny hut on the beach. That's where he lives. So now, right at the beginning of the book, he is described as the worst kind of unlucky. And the word for that is
Salao, I guess is how you say it. Salao.
Yeah, Salao, I guess.
I speak no Spanish, so I couldn't tell you. So anyway, he's the worst kind of unlucky because he's gone more than 80 days. How many was it?
84 days
without catching anything. And that, so no one else wants to fish with him because they think he's like, because they're very superstitious because, you know, they're fishermen. And so they, and they're sailors.
Those Cubans.
Yeah. And so they won't go out fishing with him, including his like young boy helper, whatever his name is.
Madeline?
Something like that. Santiago has been the worst kind of unlucky. He hasn't caught any fish in 84 days. And then this morning of the 85th day, he goes out fishing like he usually does. And this time, something totally different happens.
Well, can we talk about this worst kind of unlucky? Because I can think of worse forms of unlucky. Like, if you go 84 days or 84 weeks without any touch from the opposite sex, and then you get some and you find out it's a tranny, that sounds like worse luck to me. If you're like, oh, yeah, like, man, that was awesome. And then, like, their dick and balls falls out of their pants, and you're like, oh, not cool. That sounds like worse unlucky to me than I didn't catch a fish for a while. What, am I, or is that, what, is, am I wrong? Is that?
What are other kinds of unlucky? Okay, we can talk about this. What are the worst kinds of unlucky?
The worst kind of unlucky is you don't find fish. Okay, you're shitty at your job. That's not being unlucky. Instead of finding
fish, you catch AIDS.
Yeah, I can't catch any, but this rusty harpoon had some blood on it. Not fuck.
I've got gangrene. I've got to get my legs amputated.
That is a worse kind of unlucky than not catching any fish. Or, you know, if he just fucking drowned on the sea. That's actually really bad unlucky. Or there's sharks, if he gets eaten by the shark. Not being incompetent as a fisherman is not unlucky.
But he gets lucky. But he does get lucky, in a way. But we have so many beers.
That's true.
I think we need to immediately start another one.
Well, since we talked about the shape of Long Island, I'm going to bring this out. This is not from Long Island, but it's called Whale's Tail Pale Ale, which I'm glad we picked this now because there's no fucking way I'll be able to say that by the end of the afternoon. This is from Cisco Brewers in Nantucket. There's some interesting men from Nantucket.
or at least one. There once was an interesting man from Nantucket.
This is another just sort of pale ale, I think. It's an English-style pale ale. Now, I think Harbor Ale said it was an American-style pale ale, so we could learn some shit.
Also, whale's tail is when your thong sticks out the back of your pants.
Oh, totally. I could use the other glass. Yeah. Anyway. So this is, we've now crossed to the other side of the pond to keep our nautical terms going for an English-style pale ale versus the American one. And it is not that different.
It smells a little brighter.
Brighter?
Yeah. Why not?
I mean, actually, it has less of a smell to me than anything. It's kind of a cleaner smell. I don't get much off of this.
Mm-hmm. It tastes a little more generic.
It's even more diluted. Compared to this, the Harbor Ale was like an IPA.
Well, I got them both right here.
Oh, I just fucking downed
for sure. I'm trying to pace myself. Yeah, and neither of them are very strong.
No room for pacing yourself in this one, man.
I'm going to extend I think I used this previously, but this tastes like very good Budweiser.
Mm-hmm.
It's what Budweiser wants to be.
Like a sweet Bud Heavy.
Bud Heavy.
Not a Bud Light.
No, Bud Heavy. I like Bud Obese.
Bud Very Stout.
Bud Zoftik.
I don't even know what that word is.
Oh, it's German for fat.
Oh,
it's like a dated euphemism for chubs. Bud Morbidly Obese would be really good too. Like the double IPA version of Bud. The Imperial Budweiser. Bud Morbidly Obese. Bud Lap Band. I don't know what we're talking about.
Rascal Scooter.
Yeah. Bud only wears a muumuu.
All right, so this time when Santiago goes out fishing, you know, he sails for it. It takes a good part of a day just to sail out far enough from the shore.
He's on the same boat from Castaway. He's like in this little shitty raft, basically, with a sail.
Mm-hmm. And he has to sail like a good part of a day just to get out far enough to find the marlin. And this time he hooks a marlin. But it's not just any marlin. It's a world record marlin. It's the biggest marlin anyone has ever seen, although you don't know that till a little bit later.
God damn it with the spoilers.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. So if you wouldn't imagine in the story...
It was still only 7 more pages. I mean, come on.
I feel like this book should be called The Old Man and the Fish. Because the sea is not really an important part, as important part as the fish is.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't even catch the fish right away. He hooks it. And then hilarity ensues.
Page after page.
It's like half the book is him just waiting for the fish to come up.
Yeah, just reeling it in slowly, waiting for the fish to get tired so he could reel it in a little bit more, and hoping the fish doesn't like break the line, and that's a good part of the book right there.
Because he has this antiquated reel. Or he doesn't have a reel. He just has like a fucking watering hole fishing rod, or it's like a stick with a line on it.
I think it's just a line. No, there is a stick even.
Man, that would
I think it's just a line.
His hands do get fucked up.
Which adds to the symbolism thing we'll get to later, I guess. Mm-hmm. I mean, the whole thing is, what the fuck is this book about? Is it an allegory, fable kind of thing? Does it stand for something? Does the old man represent something? There's a lot of overt Christ-like imagery in the book for the old man, you know, with the hands that are torn up like, you know, Jesus. Or when he carries the mast back and he can't even walk, keeps stumbling and falling like Jesus carrying the cross kind of image. You heard something about this, Jimmy, right?
Well, I looked up something about the book, and Hemingway himself said, "The old man is an old man, the fish is a fish, the sea is a sea, symbolism is bullshit." I don't know why he said that. Maybe someone asked him. He was a very angry fellow.
Was he drunk at the time?
I mean, it was almost guaranteed.
I don't think there was a time he wasn't drunk. He's a curmudgeonly fuck. I'll take his word for it.
Yeah, I mean, he wrote it. I'm going to believe him people that read it 50 years later and try and put their own meanings on it.
His gift to the world's high schoolers who need to write book reports.
Oh, man, for
a
real.
A good short book.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We can talk more about that, too. But before we give away the ending...
Let's find another beer.
I think we need some more beer. Yeah.
Well, what happened... This book is called... This beer is called Vicious Circle Amber Ale, but it's by Fishtail Ales. So that's why it makes
sense. There's a picture of a shark on it.
There's a picture of a shark. It's about to eat a lady, but
like in Jaws.
Yes. Ooh, this is a much darker thing already.
Much like a shark.
It is an amber ale, which is different, though you wouldn't really know if you have them unless you're like kind of nerdy about it. Amber ales are also kind of on the vanilla side of beers. They're not really intense, you know. Mm-hmm. They're just kind of another lightish beer.
It smells nicer.
It's got a sweetness.
It's a little maltier. Yeah, there's a more of a maltiness to it.
I like it.
It's certainly winning out of the three we've had so far in terms of what I would actually ever drink again.
It tastes the least like fish.
That's always a good, quality of beer. You know what? There are beers made with oysters. I've never had a beer made with fish.
Isn't Guinness strained through fish bladders or something?
I really?
I think so. Some weird shit like that.
That would explain why Guinness blows.
I think it's for other reasons. Maybe just one of them.
But there are beers made with oysters. Like, you look at it and it says oyster stout, and you're like, that can't be what they mean. And then it's like, made with Chesapeake oysters. Like, oh, that's what they mean. Hmm. There's oysters in that beer. So, fish? I've had beer made with bacon. I've had beer made with fucking Scrapple.
Ah.
There's some fucking wild beers out there. So, fish?
Isn't Scrapple like the American haggis?
I've seen pictures of it. It looks like meatloaf, but...
It's like organs, yeah?
Yeah, I think it's just like ground up anything you have left over kind of thing. Like...
But, like the inside of a hot dog, but not inside a hot dog.
Yeah, it's like a hot dog meatloaf.
Less finely ground than a hot dog.
Yeah, right. Because a hot dog, everything becomes the same color of a sphincter. But in a haggis, what's it? Scrapple. I don't know. It's some New England shit. Didn't you know more about this, Nate?
I've never heard of this.
I thought it was a New England thing.
I've never heard of
this. It's not civilized.
Could be. Anyway, so I've never had a fish.
Google it?
No, we don't want to do that. Fuck that.
No one wants to eat that shit out.
You know what? If you know what Scrapple's made out of, you can tweet us at drunkguysbc or send us an email.
To drunkguysbookclub@gmail.com.
So you sell that shit for us. We're busy.
Or leave us a 5-star review and tell us what Scrapple is.
That'd be helpful. Thanks. Mm-hmm. All right. He catches the fish. He fights the fish. The fish is a bastard. It's the biggest marlin ever. And that's what happens.
You know, it's so big. There's no way he could ever put it in his boat.
And like, if you changed one word there, I was going to really jump on that sentence. So big, he could never fit it inside.
This book is a metaphor.
I mean, the fish is so girthy that he had to spit on it to lube it up and fit it into the boat. So he can't get into the boat. It's like fighting him for days on end. And he finally does something.
So the fish finally dies. What does he have to kill the fish?
Yeah, it, like, it gets close enough that it's exhausted, and he just stabs it in the heart, mm-hmm. and it bleeds out and just dies.
And then something.
He lashes it to the side of his boat, so because to bring it in, he can still sail with the marlin still tied to his boat. But because there's all this blood, then it attracts all the sharks.
Which, you know what? It's kind of attracting another beer for us.
All right.
This is Zero Gravity Craft Brewery's Jaguar Shark.
What?
Jaguar. The Jaguar Shark. An elusive dry-hopped pale ale. They are in Burlington, Vermont, which means unlike the DNC, they like Bernie Sanders. And it is a dry-hopped pale ale. And our first... Oh, no. Don't waste yourself. Avenge me. So it's another pale ale. We didn't even plan on getting all pale ales. That's just sort of what we got a lot of today. Don't worry. We have three more beers that are not pale ales,
okay,
but are fish themed.
Are fish themed, right?
So now it's dry hopped. We talked about what dry hopping is in the past.
Who else is from Burlington, Vermont? Fish the band.
Oh, ooh. Fuck!
I mean, but they spell, I don't know if it's Burlington, but
they are from Vermont. Yeah,
they don't have any other cities there, so
Stowe.
That's not a place.
It's not a city.
You made that up.
That's where we got the Alchemist beers. I drove there.
Would you, as a Queens native, qualify that as a city?
Stowe.
It's a highway rest stop.
Anywhere, I mean, I'll tell you, with the exception of the few other cities that
sundry goods.
It's a place you got to stock up before I ford a river. But
you get a pound of bacon and a pound of flour.
800 bullets.
Got to trade for vegetables or you die of dysentery, right?
Yeah, that was kind of my experience in Stowe, Vermont. That and drinking a shit ton of beers. By the way, I was at, when I was buying beer today for, you know, to sustain my habit, they had those Alchemist beers. And they were charging $10 a can for that. We drank $50 a beer for one episode last week.
We did, yeah.
Because that's how we roll. So what do you think of this
beer? If you want to sponsor us, if you want to sponsor our habit, Vermont's we could really place. Use it.
We're talking about dry hopping. That means that they made the beer and they added the hops post-boil, which is supposed to give it more of a hop smell than anything else. It's in the 5% alcohol range, right? 5.2 or something like that.
It definitely tastes different.
It also looks a little foggy. It's got
that flavor, but it doesn't taste like an IPA either. You know what I mean?
Nor should it really.
Right? I do not like IPAs, but this is not that bad.
Well, you are in the minority of beer drinkers. IPA is like...
I know, everyone's like all about it. It sucks for me.
What? Why do you... Well, there's good reason why people are into IPA.
I mean, I get it, but like, I just don't like it when it's like really bitter. And sometimes it's like, look how bitter this is, or...
Oh, there's a lot of look how big my beer dick is kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for a lot of people who get into beer, IPA is so different than Budweiser and Miller and all that other stuff. Because if you like we kind of experienced today, like you sip something that's hoppier, then you go back to the other thing, like there's nothing here. Especially for a pale colored beer, there's not much malt flavor. You really need to have a very discerning palate to pick that up.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, oh, it's got a biscuity notes and bready banana nut flavors. And like, that's sort of shit that, you know, yeah, it's there probably, but a lot harder when you're just pounding beers.
I mean, yeah, I get it. I just don't like IPAs.
I think...
It does limit me in some places like where it's 50% like, look at all our IPAs. Yeah, well, like, listen, cool.
You're kicked out of the book club, sorry. You're not going to have a good time.
I will drink them, but I will not...
Oh, you will, because the next three beers are IPAs.
Good. Great.
All right, so
that's gonna be fun too. So
that's what I wanted.
So he stabs the thing, and then we're drinking Jaguar Shark because
so all of these sharks start following his boat and the fish because he now Santiago is trying to sail back into port, back into harbor, so that he can you know sell the fish because that's how he makes a living, allegedly.
He'll be rich.
But here's
he'll have two hots.
But anyway, so there are all these sharks. So what he's doing? So he has to spend the next like third of the book defending against the sharks. You know, and he's trying to, and he has a harpoon or something?
He's got his harpoon.
And he stabs one in the brain. Like, well, a shark that comes up to, like, tries to take a bite and he stabs it. And then he, like, there says some
but
other
stuff. But his
harpoon
breaks. And, yeah. And he has to fashion a new one like he's MacGyver. He
ties his knife to an oar. Yeah. And then breaks.
The old MacGyver.
Dude kills a lot of sharks, though.
It's like, yeah.
He kills at least probably 7 or 8 sharks, which is pretty hardcore.
It's badass.
An old dude.
But they're also
not like great whites.
No, they're not jaguar
like
sharks.
Makos?
They're makos, yeah.
I don't know what that is.
I don't either, because when I hear mako, I just think of Final Fantasy VII.
So yes, they are that kind of shark.
Do you even know what that means? You're not nerdy enough to. You didn't play Final Fantasy VII.
Yes, I did.
I played it recently.
I didn't recently.
Yeah, so he's fucking slaying sharks, which is awesome.
Like a whole bunch of sharks, but there are just too many. And so eventually.
The thing had a lot of blood.
The thing had a lot of blood, so in sharks can
still. It's like blood. Shark buffet.
Yeah. So eventually he can't kill any more sharks because he doesn't have any weapons left, so he doesn't have any things
he
left.
He starts hitting them with a stick.
And they're just taking, the sharks are just taking huge bites out of the marlin. They're just, and so they take huge bite after huge bite after huge bite, and there's nothing he can do.
Right, he eventually gets home. I remember him like making salt. He's like splashing the water into the boat, and then it evaporates.
He like eats little fish just wholesale, just like. Bones and tails and all.
Yeah,
and at this point, it's like 36 hours into this ordeal.
I think he's away for like 3 days.
Yeah, it's a couple days. It's a while. And he eventually gets back, and he's got no fish.
Just a spine. It's like
and
just
the
spine
just the head,
attached
the tail
to
the
boat.
Spine.
Like, picture a cartoon when a cat eats a fish. What's left over? That's what he has.
But a much bigger version.
Yeah, and then
a
everyone's like,
cat.
Oh, Santiago, lo siento. We did not know how great you were. We were so mean to you, and we feel bad because you actually weren't that shitty. Look what you caught.
I think he goes back to his hut and goes to sleep.
Yeah, because he's exhausted. The guy's, I mean, he's old. He's an old man. And he.
Is he?
Allegedly. I mean, that would be a big twist. Then Santiago combed back to his not yet graying hair and examined his face for his first wrinkle. Got an effortless boner. So yeah, he's an old guy. He's been living off guppies and fighting sharks and shit. And he goes to sleep. And everyone's like, oh man, we were mean to Santiago. Like, people, tourists walk by and they see this giant skeleton. Like, look at that shark that guy caught. Because it's like an 18-foot marlin or something like that. And that's it. Now, then he has a dream. End. He has a dream about his youth. And he's like, well, that, I mean,
that was on the boat, I think.
Yeah.
No, I think he dreams about, like, the lion.
I thought the last part of the book is the tourist talking to the waiter. He's like, what was that? He's like, it's a shark. And they say, oh, my. And it's like, the end. Maybe there's a little bit after it, but...
Maybe I got the order wrong, but yeah. He has a dream about being young and sharks, because why not? Not sharks, lions.
Yeah.
And he does...
Is that when he's talking about the Canary Islands?
Yeah, it's like in Africa, and he dreams about the
There's definitely no lions in the Canary Islands, though.
Because it's a dream, man.
He was sailing off the coast of Africa, and he can see the lions out on the land. That's what it was.
Yeah. Excellent vision.
Dumb as hell.
So, speaking of which...
Let's get to our other beers here, because we still have three more.
Yeah.
And I picked these up, and I went to the guy at the beer store, and I was like, I need a beer that has something to do with fish. And he had recognized me from the last time I went in there, and I was like, I need something.
With a strange request.
Well, because I went in there for Fault in Our Stars, and I was like, I need something that says Imperial. And he's like, oh, I got a really nice double IPA here. Does it say Imperial?
That's way better than saying, I need a beer that reminds me of children's cancer.
That's true. Do you have, like, a chemotherapy ale or something like that? Do you have like, a Make-A-Wish stout?
A beer with a really short fermentation lifespan.
Oh. Heartbreaking, terrible Pilsner. So, he looked at me, and I was, it has to say Imperial. Yeah, like, it's double IPA. I was like, no, Imperial. And he looked at me, because Imperial and double are the same fucking thing in terms of what you taste. But because I am committed to this. But he looked at me like, he was like, is this like kind of guy that needs to see three yellow cars a day? and then I was like,
so many
for a podcast that I do. And he's like, oh, okay. So when I went in today, it's been, you know, a couple weeks ago, I bought that beer ahead of time. And then I go, do you have anything that's fish? And he's like, oh, you're the podcast guy, right? Yeah,
let me see. Big weird dude.
Yeah, here's what I got. Please don't go just full like retard on me right now and just start like punch throwing shit. There's a lot of expensive stuff in the store. Like, I didn't buy fish. And anyway, so they had a lot of stuff. So Ballast Point is a brewery, though I believe it's, I know like some
I
people,
feel like I've had that before.
So Ballast Point was this brewery, or is, it was a brewery that was formed in San Diego in like the early 90s. And they were purchased a couple years ago by some giant conglomerate. I didn't recognize the name when I read about this. You know, like some giant organization that owns a bunch of, like, you know, whiskey brands and gin brands and all that kind of shit for like literally $1 billion. Like, they fucking
what?
Somebody made a lot of money.
They made $1 billion.
Now, for some beer people, that's now Ballast Point is dead to them. Like, they won't drink it anymore because it's owned by this big corporation.
But I mean, they probably didn't change their distillery or brewery.
No, they just, I mean, they might change certain elements of it. They might change the way they change the way they market it, and they change the way it's distributed. Probably expand.
Their beer is not punk rock anymore.
Well, that's BrewDog's whole thing, is that we're punk. But you know, you get to somewhere, I think, a few years ago, when InBev purchased Goose Island, and everyone was like, oh no, Goose Island, they're such a great brewery. But I lined up to buy Goose Island beer on Black Friday.
It did not affect
it did
the
not,
quality.
There were other nerds there to buy it. So, I mean, that's just a thing about Ballast Point. I've had their beer probably only since it was purchased, because I think it was a couple years ago. So for San Diego beer to get all the way to New York is pretty uncommon.
I have to walk it here.
Yeah, yes.
It's a long way.
Inside of someone's rectum in a balloon. But it's smuggling. Yeah. You know, those tax laws are feisty. But anyway, they have an IPA called Sculpin, and it has...
What does that even mean?
That was quite random. But okay.
Yeah, all right. I don't.
Interstate tax laws?
They really are, actually.
But you have to smuggle them in your rectum.
Well, you can't ship... companies can't ship beer...
I mean, you can't buy cigarettes easily across state lines, but beer too?
So, like, BrewDog, one of their big things in the UK is that if you buy beer, they'll ship it to you. Like, oh, you live in wherever the fuck Wales, we're going to ship you a beer. It's coming in the mail, in the post tomorrow. Yeah. They opened a brewery in the United States, and they're like, oh, this sucks. We can only ship the beer within Ohio, because that's where the brewery is. If we want to ship it to any other state, every state has its own law.
But we can still buy it from their England place.
No.
But when we were young, we bought
it. We did,
it.
Yeah, but they can't do it anymore. New York state law has changed. They actually don't ship to the United States, period, anymore.
Shit.
Yeah, I've tried to buy shit.
How are you going to get the squirrel?
I'm going to have to drive to Columbus, Ohio to pick it up myself.
I don't know, it's worth the journey.
It will be. and the amount of money I sunk into that their company. So they can't ship it across state lines. So Ballast Point to get distributed in New York probably only happened because they were purchased by this larger company that had all these other distribution things. My guess. I don't know for that first.
I mean, like, sure. They have a lot of
beers. Anyway, let's try the beer.
Shut the fuck up, Nate. Calm your titties. We have lots of beer.
Grapefruit.
So here's the thing. No, you can't look.
I can't look.
Son of a bitch. Anyway, Sculpin, it has a fish on it. So I was like, that's what we're doing. And it also has a...
Also, ballast is that a fishing term.
Is that a sextant? Term? Is that what that is? That's a fucking... Yeah, I think it's a sextant. So there's three different
as
types.
As a sailor, I'm sure it's sextant.
Yeah, because that's what you know all about. So, calm yourself there, beer. Give me your cups. I don't want you to see what it is. But I got three varieties of their Sculpin IPA, which is, to my knowledge, considered a really solid IPA. Though I did not just get the regular Sculpin. That'd be bored. Don't try it yet. Hold on.
I'm sniffing.
Keep track of your cups. We have three different types with something added to it. And we'll try these in order, and we'll try them, and then see if we can figure it out.
Okay. Line it up properly.
I have to.
Oh, you bastard!
Just get the phone.
I had to save it.
Don't want to waste that beer. Just looking at them, there are three different varieties of their IPA. Now, as far as I could tell, they're all. I see you guys are making fun of me, probably.
No,
dude, it's a dick.
Jimmy has arranged his cups to make a penis.
It was actually coincidental.
They're 7% alcohol, so we're at the higher end of IPA. Any higher than this, you could pretend it's a double IPA.
I don't know what that means, but I trust you.
Double IPA just means it's a bigger IPA. You know, just like
bigger alcohol wise.
Bigger, and everything's just amplified. Usually, it had usually
the bottle is larger.
Not necessarily, but usually that's the double point is when you get to.
I just tried the first one.
Okay, yeah. So all right, try the first one.
Which one is this?
I'm not telling you. I want you to tell me.
I mean, we don't even know what they're called.
Their names are unimaginative. It's like whatever is added to it, Sculpin.
This is the weirdest fucking thing I've ever had in my life. It's actually spicy. It burns.
Yeah, it's like definitely spicy.
Well, I'll just tell you, it's you habanero.
That makes more sense. Yeah,
we need some beer to wash down the spiciness.
Good lord.
Oh wait, it's already beer. What are we doing?
Beerception.
Are we doing the second one? Are we doing the second one?
Yeah, do the second one. I find it. The second.
It does have an interesting. There's something interesting in the second one. I don't know what it is though.
Semen. Because I'm going for that nautical theme. I see.
I thought it tasted familiar.
You thought I said something else. I see. I think the second and third taste very similar, but smell very distinct. The first one is just the habanero is in its own thing. And
yeah,
the guy warned me. He's like, watch out, man. It's pretty spicy. So I took that warning and I threw it away. And I didn't tell you guys what it was. I said, just drink that.
It's definitely a unique. I'm glad I only have a shot glass's worth, because that's something I could drink a whole thing of without.
I drink a six pack of this.
Like at one time?
In a day, or maybe like four of the in the day.
That's a lot.
I like spicy food.
I like spicy food, but like I'm not gonna drink a spicy beer.
Why not?
I don't know.
I think it's good.
It's okay. I mean, it's good for what it is, but I don't want a lot of it.
You know what'd be fucking cool? And I've never heard of this. Maybe it's somewhere.
That's unique.
They're you know, the hip thing. None of the beers we're having today have this, but a hip thing in beer is aging it in a barrel that used to hold something else. Mm-hmm. You know,
this one used to hold habaneros.
Well. Some fucking hot sauces are aged. How cool would that be? Like a beer aged in a fucking
oak. Sriracha.
Sriracha, whatever. Barrels. Yeah, a barrel. The sriracha is such pleb hot sauce. It's so wimpy.
All right, the second one. Is it pineapple?
Jimmy, you want to take a guess before time?
I have no idea.
Nate nailed it. It is pineapple Sculpin.
It is pineapple.
Now, this is I'm not sure what this means, because it's India Pale Ale with natural pineapple flavors. If they just put fucking, like, is that like a legal thing where they can't just say we put pineapple in it? Like, do they have to say natural pineapple flavors? That makes me feel like they just put pineapple essence in it.
That is, I mean, if it was actual pineapple, say with pineapple.
Right?
I mean, they wouldn't like downgrade their advertising. Like, we put pineapple, but we're going to say pineapple
flavors.
Maybe
they put like some dehydrated pineapple kind of thing in it because it's changed from just straight pineapple. I don't know.
Maybe it was one of those like,
as opposed to gay
cans of.
It's made with curious pineapple.
All right, the third one.
The third one. Jimmy fucking
I cheated and I saw it. I didn't know I was cheating, but I saw it and I hate it. There's nothing on this earth worse than that.
Give me a second.
Okay, you have to go back to our discussion about the worst kind of unlucky. I can think of some worse things than eating this.
It has AIDS in it?
Yeah, no, worse.
God,
it's everyone's least favorite fruit, vegetable, melon? I don't know what it is.
It's grapefruit.
It is grapefruit.
Yeah, the worst.
I can think of worse things, like if they
in terms of like just foods. Yeah, there are worse things like getting shot in the mouth, but in terms of like things that people eat, that's the worst. It's objectively
okay.
Worst.
I'll think of things people eat. There's placenta Sculpin. How would that sound to you? People eat placenta.
That reasonable people eat.
I mean, like new age hipster douchebags who don't give their kids inoculations eat that.
They suck.
They do suck. All right.
Grapefruit sucks. It ruins everything it touches.
What's that cheese with the maggots in it that people fucking eat? That's a thing.
Or the coffee that's gone through the intestinal tract of a civet.
I have had
more super expensive.
I have had more than one beer made with that coffee.
Really?
I have had at least the...
I'm just happy that exists so people know what a civet is.
I mean, it's important.
It's like an otter.
It's your civet
like
duty.
Like a land otter. Oh. Aha.
I lined up to buy that beer made with civet shit
coffee. Shrew anus
and
coffee.
And they sold out. The guy in front of me bought the last one. Ooh. And I was pissed. You're not going to let me eat that weasel turd beer? God damn it.
Where the shit does that come from? Is it Africa?
I feel like it's in Asia somewhere.
Yeah, it's Asia.
Anyway, there's so much more we could talk about for this book because it's a famous book. Like, Ernest Hemingway won the Nobel Prize in Literature largely based on this book.
That's bullshit.
It's a fact, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
It's a fact.
Fact, this book is terrible. It's.
I just hate everything Hemingway ever did. I mean, I haven't read
it.
Well,
he killed
all.
Himself. Did that bother you?
I mean, if it stopped him from writing more books, then no.
All right, so there you go. Silver lining.
He did something right.
He finally, about time.
So the last thing I do, I'm going to do something right.
With a shotgun too. So.
Oh yeah, pretty badass.
I mean, he was badass. I'll give him that.
He might have a bang on it, but it's a famous book, and we've
there's
we've
plenty of shitty famous books though.
Oh, they're pretty much all there. The majority of famous books, because they're hyped up, are just disappointing.
I guess. I mean, this wasn't hyped up.
Well, you know what it is? It's an iconic thing, and everybody reads it when they're 15 years old in high school.
Did we read it?
We did not read it in high school.
Yeah, I never read it.
Jimmy and I went to high school together. That's why we're. It's not like we. Are the board.
Did we read it together? Did we read it, Michael? To the collective mind?
Yeah, so we did not read it at school. It was not a thing.
I read it in school when I was 15. It was an assigned book. There's no way I was reading it otherwise.
You know what? I read this when I was like... I actually read it in high school, maybe like a little later, because I wasn't a big reader in high school. And I read it, and I finished it. And back then, my criteria for if I liked a book was if I managed to finish it. You know, like if I...
And that's fair when you're a kid.
It's like, oh, the majority of books, like, this is terrible. I don't even want to read anymore. It sucks.
That was the majority of books they made us read in high school.
Oh,
at least
sure.
In our high school.
For sure. Though we've...
Ragtime is still the worst book I've ever read.
It's just like what we talked about for Catcher in the Rye. Why do they make kids read this?
It's short.
I think it's because it's Hemingway and it's short enough that they can knock it out.
Well, so when you say because it's Hemingway, is it because he's a famous name?
Yes.
It's like name brand?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's the only reason.
And he's also famous and easy to read. Like
he's the most straightforward writer there ever was.
I think it was Faulkner who said, I'm going to butcher the quote because he said it better because, you know, he was a fucking writer. But Faulkner said Hemingway was an author who never sent a reader to a dictionary. Something like that.
I fully believe that.
Which is like, ooh, gloves are off. But, yeah.
I mean, it's a different style. I mean, I can respect different styles. It's just also that it sucks.
Well, his style reads like telegrams. It's...
Yeah, it's like he has to pay per word, and he's trying to, like, economize it.
It's
yeah.
also a really short book, and the characters are really... It's one fucking character
and
a fish. Yeah, exactly.
And he talks to himself a little bit, and he's just kind of narrating what he does.
Yeah.
You know, it's really, in terms of what a dumb high schooler is going to be able to keep track of, they're going to be able to keep track of this. You would hope.
And 125 pages or whatever is not an intimidating thing.
You can say you read a book...
Oh, yes, I've read Hemingway.
Yeah, there you go. But it is...
That's what every 15-year-old wants to hear. Like, oh, he read Hemingway. Oh, my.
Let's go finger bang. that's my safe word, Hemingway. I'll show you something else that also rises. All right, so the book is fucking overrated and stupid. And are we agreed? Like,
agreed.
Reading it as a grown-up, as a 30-year-old man...
I have hated every Hemingway book I read. This was the best because it was the shortest, and I wasted the least of my life on it.
You know, when I read it at 17 or whatever, I read it for my own. Actually, I read it because someone gave me it, and I actually have a leather bound copy of this. Like they were, you know,
would
whatever.
You say that's as valuable as a leather bound copy of the Count of Monte Cristo.
Well, that's because that's the lockbox. Don't you? The real lockbox is that. If you know what that's a reference to, then holy shit, that's fucking random.
No idea.
It is from the Saturday Night Live. Okay, it is from. The Saturday Night Live spoof of the 2000 presidential debate.
Yeah. Oh, that lockbox.
Yeah, because Al Gore was like, there will be many, many dummy lockboxes, but the lockbox will be camouflaged. They'll look like a leather-bound copy of The Count of Monte Cristo. That is something we have not let go in 17 years.
Wow.
You're welcome, Elgor.
Stays with you.
It's not me.
Well, that's just an inconvenient truth of Nate's aging memory. Then he forgets Elgor things. So, I have a leather-bound copy of this book. Because it's one of those things that people used to sign up for, like, the Library of America kind of things, where you'd pay and you'd get a book every month, and then for a while you get this whole giant collection of classics, and they're in nice hardcover editions. I know your mom has a set of these, Jimmy. I remember seeing them at your house.
I think my grandpa might have made them. Like, he might have been on the committee that decided which books. Because I think I have 30 at my apartment, and they're all the boring ones. Like, the collected essays of this person. Like, why do we keep these ones out and put the rest in boxes? Jesus.
Selected letters of Nathaniel Hawthorne.
Dude, I think that might be one of them. That might actually be one of them. Or two of them.
So, and when I was like 17, I fancied myself as a thinking person. And I was like, oh, I'm going to read a leather-bound book.
And then you discovered beer.
I did. And yeah. This was during when, I mean, the book is just short enough that I was able to stop masturbating to read it when I was in high school. That's long
enough. 2 whole hours?
And yeah, so that was my recovery time. So I read it, and I was like, oh, this book is great, because I read it in a day, and I really falsely made equivalent being able to finish a book with, I enjoyed the book. And I was like, oh, I read that book in one day.
Therefore, it must have been good. Fine.
Yeah, but actually, looking back on it now and rereading it, like, this book is kind of stupid.
I'm sure that many scholars have spent a lot of time talking about why it's great, and maybe I just didn't get any of it, but I just don't like Hemingway at all.
I don't either. I think I don't like his style. And Nate and I have talked about in the past, mm-hmm. like, what makes a great book. And one of the things that really does it for me is, masterful use of language. I think his pithy style is boring.
Pithy. It's just so fucking bland.
Yeah. There's no flavor to it. Yeah. It's not laconic. It's just stupid. I think you said it best, what he writes like.
Like an autistic accountant. it's like a really bored newspaper reporter. It's like, just the facts. This is what happened. If I put any adjectives on it, people will be upset.
It's like reading the script of Dragnet.
What the fuck is Dragnet?
Just the facts, man.
Oh, God. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like that.
Mm-hmm. And it has net in it, which fishermen use.
Oh, so it's definitely that.
Deception. Alright, is there anything else we can say about this fucking stinking turd of a book? I mean, I wrote down random things. I wrote down nonsense when I was taking notes. So what are we going to talk about for this book? I mean, it's
mostly beer, apparently.
Yeah.
It's true. I mean,
not much happens in the book.
Do you ever see the South Park where they have to write?
Where he doesn't get paid.
Where they
he had to write 3 essays.
Yeah, exactly. There's a South Park where they're like, oh, let's go farm out our homework to the guys hanging outside of Home Depot looking for work. It's like Mexican guys looking for work, right? And then, can you write us an essay? Can you write an essay for us? And like, yeah, I can write an essay. But they say it with an accent I'm not going to do because it's not cool. But they're like, okay, we need you to write an essay on the old man of the sea. And then Cartman is such a prick. He's like, do you understand? The old man, Elon Mayer. And so then they come back a couple days later and the guy's like, they're like, where did you write our essay? He's like, yeah, I wrote my essay. I wrote my essay, Chavez, and been in Guadalajara. I wrote my essay in Chihuahua. He even wrote back. Like, he said, hey, how's it going? What about the old man of the sea? And then they're like, oh yeah, the story, like, oh, the old man, he catches the fish. But then the sharks eat of the fish. And then you don't get the fish.
You don't
and
get
that's
paid.
Fucking, that's it. Yeah, that's it. That's the story.
Mm-hmm. It is summed up very easily.
It's like, you could make a fucking haiku out of this book. Uh-oh.
And challenge. It would be better.
I want to catch fish. Hey, that's a really big fish. Fuck, sharks ate my fish.
Well, the end.
You're welcome. Just saved you 127 boobless pages.
I understood that reference.
Yeah, another one. Yeah, that's a little Family Guy there. Now, I mean, should you read this book? I'm sure it's on those like 1001 books you should
It'll
read before
you
die.
It'll give you some street cred.
Mm-hmm. With what gang exactly? The Bloods, like, yo, son. How's that old man in the sea?
You fuck with Hemingway, man?
Yeah, those are Latin kings. The old hombre in the sea. Yeah, my dude. Fuck them sharks. Yeah, man.
I mean, that's West Side Story.
Yeah, it's a little West Side. Well, fuck the sharks in the book, too. Oh, man.
Sharks are generally disagreeable.
Unless you're like a eccentrically rich person who has one in a tank or a James Bond villain, sharks are kind of not your thing.
I mean, it might be fun to have.
To feed your enemies too would be great.
You could throw all your like compost in there, and the shark would eat it. And you don't have to throw away anything anymore. They eat everything. They're like sea goats.
It's a good menu.
They're not going to live long if you're throwing them all that plastic.
But... Well, you could feed them regular stuff too.
Yeah, I think your occasional enemy.
Yeah,
exactly.
Person who defied you.
It's a pretty easy to maintain pet.
Sea incompetent goat. Goons.
You disappointed me for the last time. There's a button on your desk like Matt Lauer, and it just fucking drops him into the shark tank.
Matt Lauer's button is way worse. You'd be trapped in a tank with a shark or trapped in a room with Matt Lauer.
Oh, man. I'll show you. Oh, I lost the joke. I fucked up.
What's crazy is, by the time this comes out in 2 weeks, there will be a completely different sex scandal.
Matt Lauer will be dead.
Yeah. Or Matt Lauer will be old news.
He will.
Someone else.
Do you want to try to make a prediction? See if we're right in the next 2 weeks.
Like, who's like the least likely but possible?
Al Grober. I mean, Roker.
Dude, I would have said Garrison Keillor, but it already counted. It's like, what's the last possible person?
Geraldo's already in trouble for shit. Well,
look at him. I mean, that's not surprising.
Well, that mustache is not fooling anyone.
Yeah. That mustache just screams, I'm an assaulter.
Keto? Oh. I'm trying to think of more NPR shows. Wait, don't tell me no.
Jesus.
That's why I'm not going to top that.
It's impossible.
Well, that book's fucking sucked. What do you think of the beers? Can we talk about those?
I liked the Jaguar Shark.
I think
it was pretty good.
Yeah, I think it was a solid one.
I don't know if that's a real shark.
That's the cartoon shark on it.
No, I know this is a real shark. I don't know if a jaguar shark is a real kind of shark. I know there's a lot of kinds of sharks.
I mean, they're all just something. And how insulting must it be to be part of the animal kingdom that your name is... Like, you're all sharks, but you just have some sort of other word to distinguish. You're a jaguar shark versus
you're a skunk shark.
They don't speak English.
Well,
so
worse is being
sharks.
A whale shark. Like, you're a different sea creature shark. A whale shark.
Is that more whale or more shark? I can never remember.
It's a shark. But it's like, it eats like krill or something stupid.
So it's
like
more
that.
Like a whale. But it's still a shark.
It's definitely a shark.
It's a fish, not a mammal.
Yeah. No.
But they're quite large.
Sharks aren't fish. I mean, sharks are fish.
Sharks
they're
are
a
fish.
Different,
what are you
they're
talking
a different
about?
Family than fish.
But it's not a mammal.
No.
They're certainly not mammals, no.
So it's closer to fish than mammal.
Yeah.
Way closer.
It's 90% fish.
Probably more than that. Since we're like
not mammal.
Considering that like 40% of our DNA is the same as a banana or something ridiculous like that, I bet they're more than 90% fish.
I don't know science good.
Yeah. For that, you'll have to watch our episode or listen to our episode on the Bible where we get into the deep science. I mean, I think that I have nothing else to say about this book.
Me neither.
It is a book that people just talk about because they were forced to read as children. And
it's the shortest
guy.
Thing you can read by Hemingway that so you can say that you read a Hemingway book.
But none of his other stuff is very long. Like his magnum opus is For Whom the Bell Tolls. It's maybe 450 pages, which is
for average people. That's long, man.
Well, unless it's a book about boy wizards or bondage sex things.
Those have a big font.
Unless
bondage
Michael,
sex. Oh,
50 Shades of Grey.
I thought you were talking about Harry Potter in that sentence. Like I didn't see that one.
Is that the ninth book? Was eighth book? How many books were there?
Yeah, hold on. Well, I'm going to think of a good title for the Harry Potter sex book.
Her Chamber of Secrets.
I mean, that's the easy one, yeah, right?
Yeah, that's the easiest. The Philosopher's Bone.
That's good. The Philosopher's Bone is good. So, while we fucking figure out what we're talking about, you could tweet us what you think.
Why Hemingway sucks.
Yeah, tell us why you think Hemingway sucks, or tell us why the fuck we're wrong. Send
us
a message.
Wrong that we're wrong, but...
Agree to disagree. Tweet us at drunkguysbc or send us an email.
Send us an email to drunkguysbookclub@gmail.com.
And if you have it in your heart to do so, please give us a review on whatever podcast service you're using, whether that is Stitcher, iTunes, Google Ask Play, or
all the others.
Yeah, or you write our website and then you can't really review it, but thanks for stopping by drunkguysbookclub.com.
And listen to us next week when we read Animal Farm by George Orwell. Thanks for listening.